Long known for his exceptional novels, New York Times bestselling author Neal Stephenson is regularly asked to contribute articles, lectures, and essays on a wide variety of topics, including, but not limited to, the importance of video games, Sir Isaac Newton, metaphysics in the 18th century, the future of publishing, the origin of his novels, and, of course, Star Wars. Some of those pieces are now in the new book, Some Remarks, Essays and Other Writing. It is a compilation of his short writings, both fiction and nonfiction, as well as a new essay and a short story written specifically for this collection. It's a great pleasure to welcome Neal Stephenson to the roundtable. Thank you very much for being with us. I appreciate it.
Hi there.
Was this your idea to collect all of this?
No, it wasn't. I don't think it really would have occurred to me, but I have the good fortune to be working with people in the publishing industry who know what they're doing. And at some point, I think my backlog of older, shorter pieces kind of hit a critical mass where they said, hey, wait a second, let's put these together into a book.
Does it give you an opportunity to revisit, to look at them once again?
Yeah, for better or worse. In some cases, these pieces have aged reasonably well. In other cases, there's some stuff in them that kind of makes me groan. And so we decided to take a kind of selective approach and not subject the long-suffering reader to any of the stuff that didn't age well. There's a couple pieces that we just left out, and one or two others that where we kind of whacked out parts that weren't really going to improve anybody's day.
When you're asked to contribute something, I assume longevity is the furthest thing from your mind, right?
Well, it's always kind of there, but yeah, it's for most of these pieces. It is a kind of fast-breaking, fast-paced kind of job where the call comes out of nowhere. They need it pretty soon. I sort of bang the thing out, and within a couple of weeks, I've forgotten about it.
They usually come to you when? What are they looking for?
Well, it depends. Some of the pieces in Some Remarks are op-ed pieces from the New York Times, and that follows a pretty fixed script where, you know, those people have to fill their pages every single day. They can't take a day off, and they've got kind of a Rolodex, I think, of people who can write on different topics. And every so often, my name will bob to the surface, and they'll call me up, and they'll need something pretty quickly. In other cases, some of the longer pieces for Wired magazine, for example, took shape over a period of several months.
It seems like a lot of times that culturally they come to you to try to make sense of technological advancement.
Well, that does seem to be my niche. Is, you know, guy who can write about nerd stuff in a way that won't be totally off-putting to the non-nerd audience while still maintaining a certain level of geek credibility. So yeah, I would say that's kind of my designated role.
Do you come by that geek credibility honestly?
Well, that's an interesting question. I didn't kind of arrogate it to myself. It's something, I guess, that was, it's a reputation that I got over the years as a byproduct of writing mostly fiction that had a lot of geeky subject matter.
And so can you then extrapolate that and say, well, that's something that you yourself are interested in?
Well, yeah, I mean, I emerged from a family with a lot of scientists and engineers in it, and my idea of a good time was launching model rockets, playing Dungeons and Dragons. So I've totally got the track record of being interested in geeky sorts of activities, it just so happens that I was able to to get lucky and start publishing some novels that addressed that world, that subculture.
Do you enjoy getting your thoughts out, whether specifically an essay or a nonfiction piece and an op-ed piece of sharing how you view something?
I do find it to be an enjoyable experience. Yeah, to sit down and take some inchoate thoughts maybe that are kind of banging around in my head and sort of organize them on the page into some linear, structured kind of essay. So it's very pleasurable. I'm kind of doing it all the time in my head anyway. You know, I might as well write those ruminations down and get them out in front of an audience.
Hmm. And it often makes its way into the fiction, doesn't it?
Into the fiction, yeah. We live in kind of interesting times when the preoccupations of geeky or science fiction-minded people have actually shaped current events, had an effect on the economy and on the outcome of battles and wars, and so we're kind of in an era when you can tell a story that simultaneously is an enjoyable yarn and yet includes some kind of expository material explaining some of the physics or the math, let's say, behind the events.
That's one of the things that's always annoyed me of the lumping together of science fiction and fantasy. They're two very different things, aren't they?
Well, they're so different that it almost forces you to come to grips with that question of why are they lumped together? And I think that the explanation is that in both cases it's a style of writing that revolves around plunging the reader into an alternative universe. In one case it might be a medieval universe with magic and kind of a fairy tale subject matter, and in another case it's a science fiction-y universe with spaceships or what have you. But in both cases that kind of fiction appeals to people who don't just want to read a story set in today's mundane world, but who want to go somewhere else.
But is it safe to say that it's the science that grabs you, that intrigues you?
It's interesting to me. But I'm as interested in kind of non-scientific fantasy type stories. As I am in science fictional stuff, I wouldn't say that my personal tastes run that heavily towards the kind of hard science end of things.
In your writing, but here again, in a lot of these pieces, there's very strong scientific elements to them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I guess it depends on if you're asking what do I like to write or what do I like to read. The writing certainly has got obviously a lot of scientific content, and if anything, you know, I've enjoyed looking for ways to kind of build bridges between that and what people would normally think of as more fantasy content.
Right.
So, for example, Isaac Newton was both sort of the greatest scientist in the world and an alchemist practicing something that was sort of indistinguishable from sorcery. And so there's a really fertile area for a writer of fantasy and science fiction to explore by kind of playing both sides of that fence at the same time.
The name of the book is Some Remarks, Essays, and Other Writing. It is published by William Morrow. Neil Stephenson, a great pleasure. Thank you very much for spending time with us. I appreciate it.
Thanks. I enjoyed it.
Thank you. Again, the name of the book is Some Remarks. It is published by William Morrow. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.